Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is the most beloved of the people to Allah are those who are the most beneficial to them. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, Lord of all the worlds. He loves those who put forward good and benefit others. And I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one, who has no partners in his oneness. And I testify that our Sayyid, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is the slave of Allah and his messenger. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him and upon whomsoever follows him in guidance until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah, for verily Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. Indeed, Allah is with those who fear Him and those who are the doers of good. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, O believers. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, أَحَبُّ النَّاسِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى أَنْفَعُهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ وَأَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى سُرُورٌ تُدْخِلُهُ عَلَى مُسْلِمٍ أَوْ تَكْشِفُ عَنْهُ كُرْبَهُ أَوْ تَقْضِي عَنْهُ دَيْنَهُ أَوْ تَطْرُدُ عَنْهُ جُوعَهُ. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said that the most beloved of the people to Allah are those who are the most beneficial to them. And the most beloved of deeds are those that give happiness to a believer or remove from them some hardship, such as settling from them their debts or to satisfy their hunger. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on to say, وَلَا أَنْ أَمْشِيَ مَعَ أَخِي فِي حَاجَةٍ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ أَنْ أَعْتَكِفَ فِي هَذَا الْمَسْجِدِ يعني مسجد المدينة شهران. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I walk with a brother in seeing to his need is more beloved to me than that I seclude myself in this mosque, by which he meant the mosque of Medina, for a month. Brothers and sisters, indeed, this seeing to the needs of people, serving them, doing what is good for them, extending a helping hand to them, and bringing happiness to their hearts, is a demonstration of the great moral and standard of character and manners that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves and which He commands us to embody in His book when He says, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. So raise to all that is good. And so we see this example in all of the prophets, alayhim as-salatu was-salam, peace and blessings be upon all of them. For they used to all hasten to benefit the people and to meet their needs. Thus we see Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises alongside his family by saying, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ. Indeed, they used to hasten to good deeds. Likewise, we see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam being avid for the benefit of others when he used to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he be bestowed the ability to be of service, when he said, Allahumma inni as'aluka fi'l al-khayrat. O Allah, I ask you for good actions. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to also encourage his companions to give of themselves when he said, Man istata' an yanfa'a akhahu falyaf'al. Whomsoever is able to help his brother, then let him do so. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once came upon some of the Sahaba and saw them striving to serve and benefit others. So he praised them and he made dua for them, saying, اعملوا فإنكم على عمل صالح. He said, continue working, for indeed you are engaged in goodly work. Brothers and sisters, indeed from the best of the people with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is someone who has been accepted and blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be of benefit to others. And so for such a person, there is an increase in their drawing nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by their constantly including others in this sphere of goodness that brings about blessings. Blessings that help remove hardship, or increase one in reward. And this is why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is reported to have said, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ يُرْجَى خَيْرُهُ وَيُؤْمَنُ شَرُّهُ, that the best of you is the one whose goodness is hoped for and from whom people are safe from his evil. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is also reported to have said, الْمُسْلِمُ مَنْ سَلِمَ النَّاسُ مِنْ لِسَانِهِ وَيَدِهِ, that the Muslim is the one from whose tongue and hands the people are safe. So indeed, brothers and sisters, in this investing ourselves in this blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, it is important that we strive to be of benefit to others. And because this is the means by which benefits and blessings endure and are preserved. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna lillahi aqwaman akhtassahum bin ni'mi limanafi' al-ibad, yuqirruhum fiha ma badaluha." That indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a people who have been singled out with blessings so that they can benefit the slaves in return. And He affirms them and keeps them in those blessings from what they give of themselves in that regard. So this ability to help others is a way of preserving the benefits that and blessings that we ourselves have been given. And so being of help to others is what brings about love and affection and a good opinion, and also brings about khair in our lives. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجَعَلَ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّا. Indeed, those who have believed and done righteous deeds, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Rahman, the most merciful, will appoint for them وُدَّا, affection in people's hearts, and bring about goodness. And so this investing of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in benefiting His creation, this is one of the greatest means by which we can ensure that we have goodness in our own lives. And this is what allows for love, compassion, mutual affection to circulate amongst one another in society. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned and emphasized this attribute when he said, مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَوَادِّهِمْ وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ وَتَعَاطُفِهِمْ مَثَلُ الْجَسَدِ إِذَا اشْتَكَى مِنْهُ عُضْوٌ تَدَاعَى لَهُ سَائِرُ الْجَسَدِ بِالسَّهَرِ وَالْحُمَى. He said the similitude of the believers in regards to mutual love, affection, and feeling is that as if they were one body. When any limb of it aches, the whole body aches because of sleeplessness and fever. And in this regards, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was mentioning how important it is that that we be connected to one another. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He make us of those who strive and give of themselves in pursuing good, that we be of people of benefit to one another, that we embody the best of characters to one another, that we always be part of the solution and never be part of the problem. I say this and I seek Allah's forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness. Indeed, He's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.